Well, we thought this morning that we would talk about some recent developments in employment law, in the rules of civil procedure in Texas, and a few new statutes and the implications for employment law and what it means to the early parts of employment cases. Now, that may sound dry as dust talking about the rules of civil procedure before 10 a.m., but these rules do have some pretty important and, I think, interesting implications for how we think about cases and how we think about pleading the cases if you're on the plaintiff's side and defending them and trying to get rid of them on the defense side. So one new rule we want to talk about is Texas Rule of Civil Procedure 91A, passed in 2013, which introduced a new option to provide a motion to dismiss cases brought in state court. The rule was the result of a 2013 Texas House bill that called for a rule, quote, to promote the prompt, efficient, and cost-effective resolution of civil actions. And what that rule, as enacted, says is that at the very outset of a case, when we get that lawsuit, a party may actually move to knock out a case on the basis that it has no basis in law or in fact. And what that means, if no basis in law, is if the allegations from the face of the pleading plus their inferences don't entitle the claimant to the relief. Similarly, no basis in fact means that a reasonable person could not believe the facts pleaded. So it sounds like we're looking at the plain language within a complaint and then starting to make some plausibility determinations. And if you look at the language of the statute, it sounds like we may be moving in state court towards standards that are similar to what are in federal court under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 12b-6.